WBRB UK. Worse teeth, better accents.
Hello, hello, and indeed ahoy hoy, it's episode 418 of BRB UK. Welcome. It's going to be a slightly shorter show this week for two reasons. One, bugger all's happened this week. Two, Tim's not here because he's having to adult. So both of these things combined means a lickety-split show, possibly a bit more rambling probably from myself and Coleman. Say hello, Coleman.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I've decided, even though the urge is there, I'm going to make sure.
I have a question.
Okay.
What urge?
The urge to rant about PlayStations not being in stock and Xboxes not being in stock.
Well, you can.
Because it's all kicking off again today, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for a third week running.
Have you managed to place an order on one yet?
No.
Because I think that randomly, I think EE and BT got a load in stock today, and like instantly.
Yeah, but god damn it. You've enabled me, Dan.
Have I?
You're an enabler. You're a doctor.
I'm not going to do this. Stand back and just watch what happens. Go on, Coleman. Rant away.
I think if you want one through EE, it's you pay £10 up front and then you pay £40 a month for a year. I don't know. That doesn't seem like it would be a fair exchange, but hey ho. Anyway, that's it. Just stop it. You know, I had an announcement that I had to make. It was something that I had to drop on the show because it does concern the show. And it is a sad announcement, Dan. So I hope you're ready for this.
What is it? What?
So since...
Has someone bought one of Brady's books?
No, we've lost a valued member of the show since. And we're not talking about Tim not being here.
Since episode
326, the 1st of January last year, to... Last night, about 10 p.m., we lost Giant Naystacks in Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm sorry, man. The horse you named died horribly.
Giant Naystacks died.
It's in a horrible way. Like, I have kept that horse alive as long as I could. And
right,
then all of a sudden...
How did he die? Presumably all of his sphincters had given up by this point, and he was just a big walking ball of poo and pee.
Now, I'm in the last chapter of Red Dead Redemption 2 before you reach the epilogue, and as I was leaving St. Denis to go and do some... Because I'm getting into the hunting now. The hunting is
right.
My big waste of time in the evening and good way to calm down and relax and stuff and forget about the world. As I was leaving St. Denis to go and hunt for a giant alligator... A rival gang just appeared out of nowhere and Gatling gunned the heck out of my horse and shot me to smithereens, so I could not revive him. So by the time I came back to life, it went, "Your horse is gone. Go pick up his saddle."
Oh, Giant Naystacks.
We hardly knew ye.
We hardly did know nay. Nay, nay, no, no.
We hardly knew nay.
Nay, hardly knew nay. So I now need to come up with some other horse-based pun for your next...
Well, Harry Trotter is still alive.
Harry Trotter
is still alive.
Good. Okay, well, that's... So that's one out to you. But I'm deeply saddened to hear that, mate.
I am too. Like, we... Almost a year.
He's gone off to that giant glue factory in the sky. He...
It's a shame.
He left this world doing what he loved best. Turned into lasagna with a Gatling gun.
Pour one out for my war horse, Giant Naystacks.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, God bless her. A moment of silence.
No, because it's audio based podcast, it doesn't work. Pretend we did one and I just clipped it out.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So how do they handle the 1 minute silence on radio then? If you can't have silence in an audio thing.
Well,
do I now
live.
Need to make noise continuously? Is that what you told Tim and is that why he won't stop talking? Because he's got this idea that you can't have silence at any point in an audio program.
Well, interestingly, because once upon a time I used to do some behind-the-scenes stuff on a station, if you leave a particular amount of dead air, then what happens is the system in most radio stations think that dead air, something's gone catastrophically wrong and there's no one's able to broadcast.
The thing, like the dead hand system, if a nuclear submarine surfaces and can't hear anything on Radio 4, it unleashes nuclear war.
No.
Is it like that?
No, it just close to it at one point, because what happens is after a while it will just kick in and start playing like a bed of music or a playlist of stuff that they've predetermined. And for the longest time on Radio 1, I think it started with Beautiful Day by U2. So it's close to nuclear war.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Wow, throwing some serious shade at Bono right there.
And Radio 1, apparently.
Yeah, wow, blimey. Well, there we go. Well, I think every day's a school day, and we all learn an extra bit of possibly useful, if there's ever a pub quiz about it, knowledge.
Probably not, though.
So, yeah, so, I mean, there's not really been that much. Well, like I said at the top of the show, it's not really been much in the news, aside from it seems that absolutely everything is recovering from the fact that loot boxes are bad and toxic and just encouraging gambling in all kinds of horrible ways. It now seems that that's now changed into, oh, crikey, let's give everything a battle pass instead.
Yep.
So Fortnite's getting one.
Oh, dear.
That's been no great.
I thought Fortnite already had them.
I think it's got even more of them coming, I think.
Okay. I who started the battle pass thing? I thought it was Fortnite.
Well, I read it somewhere.
Yeah, but I saw the Sea of Thieves one. That's a bit rubbish. And I knew that they've been doing it with Rocket League for a little while now. And there's the thing with Marvel's Avengers where all your characters have battle passes included with the characters that are on the game. But then when they give you the free DLC characters, I think you have to pay $10 or whatever it is in the UK for a battle pass for that character.
Yowza.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's even... this is more... kind of like seasonal unlocks, but that's even appeared in Formula One 2020, the video
really?
Game, to give it its full title. It's well, full they're title. Now season that's, by season, paying real money, more likely than not, goodies.
But Formula One's Codemasters, and Codemasters just got bought by 2K.
They love some monetization.
Exactly.
They do.
Exactly.
They love a bit of monetization.
Although, speaking of which, I saw that they've taken, much like they're doing with GTA Online and going, hey, we're just giving this away to PlayStation Plus subscribers. Yeah, they've lopped the online out of Red Dead Redemption 2 and they're now selling it for £5 something, I think.
Wow, that is some serious scumbag maneuvering.
I'm quite happy. Well, it's okay in some respect because, hey... if you didn't want to wait a year to pick it up on the PC...
I don't want to wait a year to pick it up on the PC.
Exactly, and you played it on PlayStation 4 or Xbox like I'm doing, then and you want to do the online on PC, then it, you know, it's not a bad deal to pick it up for £5. But at the same time, it's a game where a lot of progression and stuff is done through microtransactions, so maybe...
Maybe
you should just give
that.
It away.
But what I think I'm intrigued by is, I'm so intrigued by it, I may have forgotten what I was about to say.
Young people,
wow,
and how do we take their youth?
Middle age beckons. Watch Dogs, Legion. That online experience has been delayed out till January or February 21 at the earliest, I think, because they're still... you know, I did my homework that we set me last week about installing Watch Dogs Legion's onto my Super Protected Drive. And it still took for bloody ever to load. And this is on a drive where I measured the speed just so it's not as fast as the Super Duper Sexy Drive on the PS5 or the Xbox X, One X. I mean, this is only getting read speeds of about 3.5 gig a second. You know, only that. It's fine.
I did watch the Digital Foundry thing, and I think that, because it's a week ago, so it's not fresh in my brain, I think the load speeds on the PlayStation 5 were like 7 seconds.
It still took a good 30 seconds.
Okay.
To load from menu into actually being able to enjoy some low frame rate goodness. But it still sounds like they're trying to optimize that game. I don't know. I really want to love Watch Dogs Legion. I really want to love it, but I'm not sure I do.
Yeah. It's smart putting the multiplayer back so you can avoid Cyberpunk 2077, I think.
Yeah.
Because they were, because of the delay, they were meant to be pretty much parable for the multiplayer.
They are running out of time to delay Cyberpunk 2077 again. They're cutting it really fine if they want to delay it again.
Did you not see the thing going around where someone had taken, because they keep putting out the, whenever they delay it, they put out the yellow thing post, saying, yeah, from the Cyberpunk team, sorry, we've had to delay for this and this reason. Someone put it out, but they take, and they got the same font and everything, and then they changed it all for Rick Astley lyrics. So that was pretty clever.
Nice.
Hadn't been Rickrolled in a long time.
Nope. But I am... I'm cautious, getting cautiously excited for it.
Hmm.
Because they put loads of stuff out about the photo mode. Every game, of course, worth its salt has a photo mode these days. But some of the stuff coming out of like the sneaky things they're showing off are... it looks pretty awesome, I have to say. I just hope it lives up to the hype. I really do.
I don't think it will live up to the hype, but I think it will be a very good game.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's it. Could anything live up to the amount of hype?
It's the No Man's Sky effect. People are like seeing this is the last video game I'm going to have to buy, and I'm going to live in this game, and it's going to be amazing. I'll never need anything ever again, and then the game will come out and go, yes,
I hadn't said that about Pac-Man on the Atari 2600. I could have the years of video
Treasure
game
Island
goodness.
On the Commodore Plus 4.
I haven't played a new game since 1983, and I've just been vamping this whole time, living life vicariously through the online reports of others.
Wow, I've Cyberpunk's never played gonna Destiny. Blow your goddamn mind.
Yeah, I know, right? So yeah. So don't say things like that. You're always going to buy another game. To be fair,
yeah.
I'm also interested to see whether Cyberpunk is just going to turn my PC into the world's most expensive space heater as well. I think that's probably a likely outcome.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the PS4 version and then take the PS5 upgrade when that's available.
And that will make you appreciate the super sexiness of the PS5.
Yeah, well, I was going to go for the PC version, but then I took a look at the... trailer they put out, a gameplay video last week, which we spoke about on the last show, and all the footage was either PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 4 Pro, and I thought it looked really good, so let's just go with that.
Hey, and you love
and?
That, and you love the sound of things like they're sounding like they're going to take off at any moment. So everyone's happy.
But also, I try, if it's something that I think my girlfriend might play, then I'll go for it on the PlayStation, because then we can both play it, rather than if it's on the PC, then we've got one machine to use between us.
You guys.
All caring me. Should we talk about some games that we've actually played?
All right then. Why don't you go first, Coleman?
All right, because I got sent a game called
You
Party.
Got sent a game? Aren't you a lucky little scamp?
I get offers of games to be sent to me, and then I tend to look at them and go, eh, I don't know if I'll ever actually play. So I've stopped accepting and just I go for something every now and then. Party Hard 2, which apparently I got sent a while ago and did not get the memo.
Yeah, this was released in October 2018, just FYI.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Carry on.
They literally just sent me this like a week ago. And Party Hard 2, it's on the PC. It's the sequel to Party Hard, which I had seen but never got round to playing. It's kind of a part pixelated, part voxel game where you get a map of people in a party and you are a psychopath.
Is it Break Up the Lockdown Party the game?
If that's the narrative you wish to place on this, Dan, then I would
is
say
the end
yes.
Boss Rita Ora?
Yes. Sure, why not?
But, well, she got into trouble for having having a big shindig
for
her 30th.
I know,
God, it's a modern... God, I'm trying to do topical humour here.
Here's the thing.
I'm trying.
Here's the thing.
I'm not that funny, I know.
No, I'm going to say this to all the young people out there. If you are going to break lockdown rulings and have a party or a gathering or something... You don't need to Instagram it.
No, that is idiocy. And, you know, frankly, you deserve everything you get. Now, first of all, if you're breaking lockdown, you need a slap.
Yeah.
If you're breaking lockdown and you publicize it to the whole internet, well, I'm sorry that
that's your fault.
You've just had the idiot tax slapped on you. That's my view on it.
But anyway, this one's similar thinking to what you're doing. So this guy's a psychopath, and he is... trying to overcome with medicating and therapy and what have you. And he's going
right
through his daily life. And then at some point, he just breaks back into his old ways. I'm assuming this is the guy from the first one. I don't know. I didn't play the first one. But there's constant noise.
I have a question.
Yep.
Why isn't this Party Hard 2, Party Harder?
Actually,
it should be.
Party Hard 2, Cruise Control.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But 3 a.m., hears noise outside, big party, goes
We've
to go
all been
take
there.
Down
We've all
the
been
party.
There. I'm a middle-aged man. I'm constantly on the edge with things like this.
So this way, this one, it sets you different objectives. You can go in and for instance, the first party, there will be drug dealers at this party and punks at this party, and you can kill all them and then get the hell out of there. You've achieved your mission, or you can go and just go full on crazy hitman and take out everyone you can, and then escape afterwards and do little hidden missions and stuff. And it takes you in some interesting directions, because it's gone from you're killing everyone at a party to, for instance, you're taking down a local drug ring. You are taking out alien invaders, and it keeps on escalating into weird and wonderful ways.
There's nothing worse than a lockdown breaking alien invader.
Yeah, it's fun. I would kind of say it's a more simplistic Hitman is how I'd put it.
Okay.
It's a smaller map than you'd experience in Hitman, and obviously an easier graphical style and what have you. But it is a very, very fun game. And I think the reason they sent me this is because it's available on the Switch, but because I've gone, hey, I've got a PC. They send me PC games now, so they sent me an old game. But I think it only just came out. Yeah, it came out September of this year for the Switch, I think. So that's probably why. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. The big thing is, if you kill someone and someone sees you, they will then run off and phone the police. If the police find you, then you're nicked and you're out of there. Or if you're in a particularly crowded area and you stab someone, say on a dance floor, then everyone on the dance floor might get into hero mode and go, right, let's kick the crap out of him. Or security might take you out, or a bouncer might throw you out the club if you're being weird. And these are the kind of obstacles you've got to
I have a question.
Yeah.
In what ways can you be weird?
From what I can tell, it's trying to get into the club in the first place because you're a crazy person in a mask.
All right, okay, right.
Brandishing a knife.
It's not like staring at a pillar for 5 minutes or something like that.
No, nothing like that, because I have done that.
What, in real life or in the game?
No, in the game, trying to wait for my wanted level, we'll call it, just to fade down, just while we're keeping to the Red Dead Redemption analogy.
Or your not
wanted
level, as it were.
Yeah. So you'll have like an area where it will go, okay, this side there's a restaurant, this side there's a nightclub, this side there's a warehouse. And if you wanted to get a full completion, then you kill everyone in all of those locations. And there might be ways of getting into the nightclub from the warehouse or from the alleyway or something. But if you just try walk straight into a nightclub, usually a bouncer will just grab you, go, where do you think you're going? And then throw you back out again, rough you up a bit. The comedy's there. It's kind of like a take all, you know, all these different angles of approaching a situation and trying to find the best outcome. You can combine it. So, for instance, you could find a lighter and a petrol can, and then go to the dance floor and then just leave a trail of petrol to the bathroom and then light the trail and then watch it burn everyone on the dance floor.
Wow. This gets dark.
Or you could find a beer bottle and combine that with the petrol can, make a Molotov cocktail, and then throw it at a group of people from afar, and then the same kind of thing. You can rig... One of my favorite things to do, you can find a DJ in the nightclub, and they will have big speakers. You can rig those to explode and just kill everyone in the room.
And with the bloody crap kids nowadays listen to it, we're doing them a bloody favour, mate.
Yeah, and it's kind of, that EDM chiptune type thing going on. So it's more like Hotline Miami type music, which is good music.
I enjoyed it
in Hotline Miami. I enjoy it in this. Not as many tracks by the looks of it, but there's modding ways around that to add stuff to it. If you are playing on Steam and you have access to Workshop, then people have created their own maps. And the most popular one on there, which I really appreciated, is the starting map for Among Us.
Because
suits that Among Us vibe. It works very well. Which, funniest thing with that was I killed someone and then got spotted. And the police came, but they couldn't get into the map. They were stuck out in space, just sort of wandering the wall. So I could just freely walk around and murder people while the police are trying to nab me and just couldn't get me at all.
What a well-adjusted little cupcake you are.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Another really good bit as well. I'm going to spoil a little Easter egg I found in this.
Ah, that's all right. Go for it.
There's a point where you start a level, and it's probably in my video footage somewhere that I'll put in the video version of this podcast on YouTube.
Hey.
But there's a nightclub, and you can duck into an alleyway towards the side of a nightclub, and there's a parked car there, and there'll be a group of people outside smoking and chatting as you do outside nightclubs. You can start the car and let it drive off on its own and just kill everyone. But then further in the, and there's random scenarios as well, further off in the alleyway, the electric starts crackling on the floor, and then this orb of light starts appearing and expanding, and a Terminator appears. And it's really random because you can't take it, as far as I've been able to, because I've thrown grenades at this thing and tried stabbing it and God knows what else. You can't seem to kill the Terminator, legally different Terminator, by the way. You can't kill the Terminator, but sometimes he's just there on the map doing stuff. Sometimes he walks off and he's decided he's protecting the whoever is in the future of humanity, I guess. So right. If you go to kill that person, the Terminator will spot you and go, right, I'm taking it, and he'll rough you up and throw you out. like the bouncers.
The ultimate nightclub bouncer.
Yeah, yeah. Arnie
Your
the bouncer.
Your name is not down on the list. You are not coming in.
John Connor, I've been sent to protect you from the psychopath in the mask.
Oh, Arnold.
Really good game. I'm not sure what the prices are, if it's been out for a while on PC and PlayStation and Xbox and stuff, but it's definitely...
It's £18.56, I believe, on Steam.
Okay, so I'd assume a little bit more than that on the console versions, but yeah. Definitely worth picking up, because I had a lot of fun with this, and I don't know if I'll go back to the first game after this one, because I'm assuming there's all these improvements and stuff that I would have got from this, and then going back and gone, I don't know what I'm doing now. But as a standalone, I didn't need the first game to enjoy it. This is really good. And there's unlockable characters as well, which I'm hoping to sink my teeth into soon, because there's some really cool looking ones.
So I can see, though, how this would be a fun little diversion on a commute, once we're allowed to do that again. Or a good toilet game.
And that's the thing. Now the Switch exists, and the Vita isn't really about anymore. I don't think there's releases for the Vita anymore. It's kind of elevated the mobile gaming platform for commutes and stuff, and this would be the perfect time sink for a commute on the Switch, I reckon. But even playing it on the PC, I've been really, really enjoying it.
So I have to say, so on the Switch you can get Party Hard 2 now for £17.99, so about the same.
Oh, that's not bad.
And by the way, you go.
Yeah, I'd say there's more than enough content there to justify the price. It's really worth it. It looks great. I love me some pixel art, and you'll
get
lots of nods to different pop culture characters and stuff that you'll spot in there, and you'll find different ways of combining weapons and surroundings and things, and it's a lot of fun. And also,
could you say it is more 16-bit man than Hitman?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's more bits than 16, though.
I'm all about the punnage.
Yeah, it's doing that thing where it's the level built out of voxels and it's made to look like flat pixels, but it's done so well. Party Hard 2, pick it up. It's really good.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm not just saying that because they sent me the game.
I may even do that. Cool. So
Sorry, Dan. One quick one as well. I think there's co-op on there on the PC.
Ooh.
We could be killers together.
I'm confused. It'll be fun. I'm aroused and repulsed at the same
Let's
time.
Let's go murderize people in nightclubs.
We could.
I don't understand your music and your auto tuning.
I was born in the 70s. Shut this shit off. Who are you? What is a dab?
What is a dab? I like that. Right, Dan, you've also been playing PC games.
I have also been playing PC games.
You've been playing Hard Space Shipbreaker.
I have been playing Hard Space Shipbreaker.
I've been seeing this pop up for a while over on Twitter and stuff. What is this exactly, and do I need to be playing it?
I have questions for you, Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like puzzle games?
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you like spaceships?
Of course I do.
Do you like accidental yet quite hilarious ways of topping yourself in a game because you didn't check out what you're about to do before you did it?
Obviously. Who doesn't?
Okay, right. Explosions, therefore you like.
Oh, yeah.
And do you love trying to buy your way out of crippling debt?
I wish I could.
Oh, no, right. All of these things.
This is the male power fantasy once again in video games.
It is. Yes, the video game embodiment of modern day impotence. Hard Space Shipbreaker, you are a shipbreaker. It is your role in life to pay your way out of you know, terrifying amounts of debt. I think you owe 100 million billion space bucks or something.
Oh, wait. I thought you said you were playing Hard Space Shipbreaker, not Animal Crossing.
Actually, there is some nice... See what we did there? Tom Nook is not involved in this game, although there's an obvious... What? Get your hands off that soundboard. I can see you making a motion.
I was just seeing if I had a budget to... And I do not. One day.
Oh, dear. One day.
You can have a claim.
That's probably more fitting. So you are a shipbreaker, and you're trying to pay your way out of debt by breaking up ships. So you're like working in a junkyard for spacecraft. So you have to work out how to salvage the ships for the maximum amount of money you can that have been dropped off in your little bay in the shipbreaker yard. All you have at your disposal is to start off with a cutting torch, a visor to let you actually have a little peek through the walls of the ships, and a kind of a grapple, a magnetic grapple to pull stuff away and then eject it towards the correct bin. You know how, coal man?
Yeah.
It's important, as a responsible middle-class gent yourself.
Correct.
All right, you've got to put your recycling... You got to separate it out, haven't you? You've got to separate out your glass from your aluminium, and you've got to make sure that your non-recyclable goods are put in a different bin, okay? You with me?
Yep.
It's that kind of white-fingered, what's the word I'm looking for? Hell for leather fun that you're going to get in. Hard Space Shipbreakers. Because you different bits of the ship, so like electronics get recycled in a particular place, metal panels get recycled in another, all this kind of stuff. Now, the only problem is...
This sounds like it would appeal to the OCD nature of my personality.
It may well do. Now, but the thing is, right, is the people who drop the ships off kind of would just want to drop them off and get them out there. So, they might still be slightly pressurized inside. So... You come up to a ship and you go, all right, there's an airlock, but I'm feeling a bit lazy. It might not be pressurized. I'll just cut a hole in the side of the ship. You know, you can cut these ships up in any way that you want. And if it's pressurized, you're going to die. Because it will, you'll just get blasted into the side of your bay. That's not good news. And also that make the ship fly off in a completely different direction as well. So there's a lot of kind of physics puzzler to this too. Likewise,
is this like how fridge freezers and stuff are meant to be specially disposed of rather than just taken to the tip?
Exactly. And you know, there can be different compartments within the ship,
like a freezer,
with the freezer, exactly, which could get pressurized. And there's also things like electric systems. You could electrocute yourself if you haven't planned properly, or if you accidentally take a blowtorch to the fusion reactor. That's not good, and that can make the ship explode and you along with it. It is really, really fun because you're kind of trying to work out how to take the environment around you apart in a really efficient way, yet are constantly in your, because you have a ever decreasing oxygen supply, so there's kind of that pressure of time. You're trying to rush through it as quickly as you can, which means that there's lots of inevitable and unplanned comedy as you try and do things as quickly as possible, and 9 times out of 10 end up explodinating your face.
Explodinating.
I've really enjoyed it. I've really, really enjoyed this game. It's still in early access at the moment on Steam. I understand it will be coming to consoles at some point. But it's, you know, even in its kind of, I think the latest version number is like 0.22 or something. So it's proper early on in its development. It still feels pretty great even now, and you know, it just feels a really nice combination of strategy and puzzle solving, and which is just gussied up strategy, I suppose. And kind of, you know, a bit of lighthearted slapstick comedy along the way as well. I've been loving it. It's been a really enjoyable game. I can't remember. I want to say it was £15 I picked it up for, probably around there. As with all early access games.
I think it's like 22, 23.
Hmm?
I think it's £23 now.
23. Okay. So it may well go up a bit. And obviously once it's released, you're probably going to pay a bit of a premium. You know, obviously it's early access. There might be some bugs. There might be some things that don't quite work as they will do in the final version of the game. But there's loads of great content in there. They've kind of did a Halloween update with like haunted ships, which was quite fun. They've added in a kind of like a high score competition mode where there's like a ship of the day and you compete to get the high score amongst your mates or everyone on the global leaderboard. So yeah, and you can level up your gear to you know, unlock additional capabilities with your tools as well. But if you do that, that's money you could be paying off your debt with that you're spending on something else. So, you know, hey, go figure. It's great. I'm really enjoying it. It's a really nice way to kind of, in the same way that you were saying, like kind of hunting in Red Dead 2 is a nice kind of switch off screensaver mode for your brain. This kind of fulfills that as well. It's quite relaxed, quite methodical, and it's just really satisfying for reasons I'm not quite sure are at the moment. But when stuff explodes, it's hilarious as well. So you know, there's that as well. So Hard Space Shipbreaker, I'm enjoying it. I think you might enjoy it too. So I would encourage you to give it a look.
Is there multiplayer to this?
No. Not direct multiplayer. I mean, it's only the kind of competition mode. I don't know if that's on their roadmap. It could be quite hilarious if you had like a competitive co-op thing where you've both got a ship and you want to dismantle it as quickly as possible, but you could also just absolutely just rinse your mate by cutting into their hull and watching that explode on their face.
Yeah, because this kind of reminds me, I'm trying to rack my brain what the name of the game was, but there was a game I used to play on the PC a while ago now, probably like 7 years ago. And it was, again, a space game. You're all astronauts, and I think you had to salvage ships and planets and asteroids and things. I cannot remember the life of me what the game was, but you do it in like four-player co-op, and I found that it had a good muck-around physics to it.
Yeah, I could see how this would do really well in that, actually. I mean, like I say, I don't have the roadmap committed to memory.
I've pulled it up. I don't see anything about multiplayer in there.
Yeah. But it's going down like a storm on Steam. It's even made the shortlist in the Steam Awards, I understand. So, hey, look, it is fun. It looks like it's fun. Guess what? It actually is fun. And you get to take spaceships apart and make comedy explosions and possibly get killed in comedic ways. Which is ever or how we all want to go out, quite frankly.
The Steam Awards have been fun at the moment because it will go, hey, you're playing this. Would you like to nominate it for the Steam Awards? And like, I'm playing Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis. Why would it get a Steam Award?
All right, listeners, we need to decide on a really old game we want to nominate for innovative gameplay.
Loom.
Ooh, yes.
The Dig.
And we need to make it climb the charts.
Can you tell I recently got the LucasArts package?
A little bit. But no, I've been loving it. So yeah, Hard Space Shipbreakers. Go do that thing.
Nice. Good. I'll have to give that a go. I got sent a couple of other games as well. We're going to have to collaborate.
What else you got, Sam?
I'll just have a quick look. I spoke
Gorman.
Just a little peer behind the curtains for the listeners, because I get sent a few games every now and then. I did talk about one on the show before with Tim. Mm-hmm. I got sent eFootball Pro Evolution Soccer 2021, And which was funny because, like, why the hell did they send me that? But it happened to be the week I was talking about FIFA. So now I'm the football guy.
Excellent.
But it turns out that version, like, it's not. It's literally just a roster update. They've released a patch for Pro Evolution Soccer and they're reselling it again. But if you have last year's version, they update it for free.
Oh, that's slightly...
Yeah, or that's cheap, I don't know.
Yeah.
I got sent... She sent Seas Red, which is a kind of FMV-based point-and-click similar style to Man of Medan-type game, which I was going to
no,
play.
No, Man of Medan.
Yeah, all right. Me Coleman.
Medan. Jesus.
I looked it up and... It looks like a really bad Russian movie that they just chopped up and went, this is a video game now.
Oh, it almost sounds like we need to do bad video game drinky drinky.
And then the one which I keep seeing cropping up, so I might go for this. I got sent, let's see if I can get this name right, Hashiria Drifter, online multiplayer drift game. It's a racing game where you have to drift, but it's loads of people. It's like something like 40 people in a race at the same time.
Ooh,
which sounds messy, and I might have to do that.
Ooh.
There you go.
What's that? Is that on PC as well?
Yeah, they're all on PC. They're all on Steam.
Hash. I found it.
Oh, okay.
Hashiria Drifter, online multiplayer drift game. It's got mixed reviews, I'm afraid.
Mixed reviews.
Mixed. And was last updated in July.
Yeah, I get sent stuff and I don't automatically go for it because I'm like, I don't know if I can stretch out like 10 minutes talking about this on the show.
Yeah.
Party Hard 2, though. Pick it up. It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice.
I want to play some co-op.
Nice. So yeah, so we can't. That's all we've really done played this week.
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2. That's still a good game. I'm going to finish up that campaign soon and then get onto the multiplayer because I do like GTA Online. I keep logging into GTA Online. They keep giving me money. And then I don't
play
it.
Do I need to do that occasionally?
Yeah, I would. I log in once a week now. And then every now and then, they just to see what's going on. And then they'll go, hey, here's $1 million. I'm like, whee!
Nice.
So I'm saving that all up for when the PlayStation 5 version comes, when I've got that.
I still can't believe that it's going to be three consecutive generations that that game's been on.
That's I can.
Just, it's
Take
just
Two Interactive. What do you expect?
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. It just slightly boggles me. Slightly boggles me.
I wrapped credits on Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Oh, yeah. You still enjoyed that all the way through to the end?
Yeah, because a lot of people said, hey, this is a five-hour game, so you got to work out whether you want to spend £50 on 5 hours worth of game, or 70 if you're getting the Ultimate Bundle. It took me more than 5 hours, because I kept getting bogged down in side missions and stuff, and mucking around, because that game's really good.
Yeah, because, I mean, to be fair, though, you do tend to do the, ooh, shiny thing routine quite a bit. Having attempted a Destiny raid with you, I can confirm that is a thing.
No, it's the OCD thing. It's the Ubisoft mentality of, here's a bunch of maps with a bunch of icons. Wouldn't you like it if those icons weren't there? Let's get rid of them all. But I'm doing that now. Now I'm saving all the New Game Plus stuff for PS5 because I really enjoyed that game and I want to see all the improvements. But then I did try going back to Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man game on PS4, and... It felt slower, and it felt strange. The camera seemed further away from the character. It seemed a bit slower. Tricks weren't as easy to pull off and stuff. Like, there seems to be mild improvements made for Miles Morales that I didn't... And the thing is, a lot of people are going back to Spider-Man because it's now available on PlayStation 5 and they want to look at all the cool ray tracing and shininess and stuff. I'm wondering if some of those... kind of quality of life improvements have been transferred to the next version of the game with all the other improvements. So I'll have to report back on that later.
Please do.
I found it a bit harder to get to grips with the first game after playing the second one. Which I thought this was literally just a coat of paint and a new story, but it seems there's a lot more to it than that.
Well, I mean, I mean, there's got some stuff, some games that I should probably get a bit more headway into before Cyberpunk comes out, because that's out a week from when we're recording. So we record on Thursday.
It's out on Thursday, yeah.
So there's absolutely zero chance of any of us having played enough of it to have anything that resembles an informed opinion on it by then.
I might be able to get an hour in before we record, possibly.
You're just going to be... You're going to be personalizing your dong, aren't you, on character creation?
I do get bogged down in character creation a lot. I love a good character creator, but that's the wrestling video game
bit,
fan.
You love it.
I don't know if I'm picking it up on launch. I might just wait till everyone else gets it, see what all the impressions are before I pick it up myself.
Yeah.
I'm umming and ahhing over it.
Well, you know, it will be... I mean, if it's anything like Witcher, I'm going to restart it about 15 times and only ever get about halfway through. That's the only
thing. That's the other thing as well, because, again, I've started Witcher about 6 times now.
Well, I have to say, there is a good... I mean, because being a filthy Slough resident, I'm in full-on lockdown.
Dirty.
Still, unlike you wusses with your tier 2. There's a very good chance I might not actually be allowed to go outside ever again, so I might actually be able to finish Cyberpunk 2077. So,
or I'll pick up Red Dead Online for £5 something.
And we'll go do some and shoot me some varmints. I don't know. I went for the wrong country accent.
Well, I was going to say we could go horse riding and I'm sure people are used to that game now, but when they first released the online, I went into that game, lassoed a random person, and then just rode around on my horse, dragging them around for ages.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's ways out of that now.
Are you going to do that on PC, the online, or?
Yeah, I'm thinking it. I'm thinking I'll finish the main game on PlayStation and then jump to PC for the online.
We'll see. Now that's slightly tempting me as well.
Yeah, want that frame rate. Well, you've already got it on PC, so you're fine.
I do already have it on PC.
I'd play that game. It's a good game.
Good game.
Good game.
All right. Well, I think we're probably out of stuff to talk about, aren't we?
Yeah, we can get out of here. Well, yeah. we've got to wrap up first.
Yeah, we have got to wrap up first. I mean, sadly, with Tim not being here this week, me and Coleman both missed out on a thrilling discussion about the latest version of FIFA.
I was actually looking forward to the PS5 improvements. I want to know what is there, because a lot of people are they're really putting it on a pedestal on how much the game is improved for playing it on PlayStation 5. So I am interested in seeing what those improvements are from Tim, but we'll have to wait till next week.
I will be right here.
I thought you were just going to say, I'm off next week.
I might be.
Unrelated reasons.
I am right here on the edge of my seat.
Would you say you are on tender hooks?
I can be on whatever you like, mate. It will be whatever I may be impaled on will be more fun than spending an hour listening to pig bladder talk. Seriously, Jesus.
Well, shall I wrap up this short show then?
Let's wrap up this short show. Come on, man, tell me where I should go on the internet for more of this nonsense.
If you've enjoyed this nonsense, then, more pleasure to you. You can get involved by telling us on the comment section of BigRedBarrel.com, on Discord, which we have a link on BigRedBarrel.com, or on Facebook and Twitter at BigRedBarrel, or on YouTube, BigRedBarrelTV. You can get in contact with us, give us suggestions of games to play, give us feedback, send us questions, do whatever you want. Just say hi or hi. We did have a couple on YouTube where someone said that their headcanon of what you look like has been broken.
Their headcanon of what I look like?
Yes. Which we've had before. Someone initially, I'll see if I can pull this up while I'm vamping for time. Someone did say last week, I think, that the immersion is broken because you're not wearing a full-on Destiny helmet.
That
is the problem, yes. Or you could sound like Bane.
Do you want to do it? You're just looking for an excuse to do your Bane impression, aren't you?
Hello, hello, and indeed, ahoy hoy.
Ah, Bane.
What a lovely singing voice.
Here you go. Steve Morris said, your name, Dan Standard Don Gibbons, has replaced Juggernogs. And Captain Badass says, oh my God, first time seeing Dr. Dan. Dr. Dr. Dan, and immediately reminded me of the Chocolate Rain Kid from the early 2000s, Tay Zonde, who is a tiny black man, I believe.
Wow!
Do you remember Chocolate Rain, Dan?
No.
Chocolate Rain. No, none of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
Wow. I was too busy drinking myself into oblivion at university.
I've got a link
point.
To send you once we're done. Right.
I look forward to it.
As well as getting contact with us on those various platforms and ways of giving us feedback, you can give us a review on either Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Podchaser, or Stitcher.
External validation. Please say nice things.
Father, why won't you hold me?
I just want a hug.
So the first one, which we got from the Netherlands version of the Apple Podcasts, Mojo80 said, they've been a companion on my commutes for years. Thanks for being the sharp edge in gaming journalism. Mojo80, you got it wrong, with a blunt edge of gaming journalism. And that is a title we wear with pride.
I have a question.
Yes.
What kind of public transport? Because I have standards.
It was in the Netherlands, so
it's probably quite
large
nice.
Geese.
All right, I'll take
wagons
that.
Pulled by large geese.
I mean, if it was like kind of a slightly scummy number 24 bus going from the centre of London to Camden, I might take issue with that. I might pass. But you know, fine.
Okay.
I mean, Tim would be the one sitting uncomfortably close to you, though. To be fair.
And in the UK on Castbox, James McKellen. McKellen? Yes, McKellen.
James
That's
McKellen.
Right. McKellen. Another great episode full of gaming news and nonsense. Always a great addition to the morning drive to work. Been listening since the SG days and it never disappoints. High praise.
Wow. Never disappoints. I've
except
never
for,
had that said about me before.
Except for this show where we cut it short.
Yeah. it's always been, bless him, he tries hard, is what I usually get. Or that, well done, Dan, that was adequate. You know, such... You know, it actually makes me think of back to my school days where I got a school report for games. I think my favourite report quote I got about me is, despite an overwhelming lack of ability, Dan still tries hard every week. And I think that's something we can all get behind. Don't let your overwhelming and profound lack of ability get in the way of your dreams.
You got to believe to achieve, innit?
It was something like that.
Speaking of which, just randomly popped into my head. I got a school report in primary school.
Well done.
which was in a box of old stuff of mine, which I found and read through, and it made me laugh.
Hang on, I never got reports in primary school. I only got it in secondary school.
I got him in primary school, and it said something along the lines of...
When will he learn to stop touching himself? Was that it?
It said something along the lines of, Chris does very well and applies himself. However, we feel he could apply himself more if he wasn't so busy singing with a pair of pants on his head.
So that was like an unsolicited school report, is what you're saying.
I have no idea what that was in reference to, but fair play to that teacher that wrote it.
How did you, just out of interest, how did your folks take that?
I honestly can't remember. It was so long ago.
Really? Because that kind of, that would stick in my mind. I think my mum and dad probably would have had something to say going, Daniel, what have you been doing? First of all, were they your pants? I think is question number one.
I'd assume so.
Right. Number
two.
Pants
or shorts? I think it was shorts. I think it was like PE shorts.
All right. Okay.
Pants.
Well, so you had actually just disrobed in the middle of the class.
Do you know what?
I stuck your pants on your head.
Well, I'm assuming I was getting ready for or after PE, but it did remind me of this clip.
I now exclusively podcast with a pair of underpants on my head.
I thought
true,
they were very...
True,
me that, and you, Dan. We've
well,
got something to say.
Unfortunately, that has been outed as an absolute flagrant lie ever since you demand I turn my webcam on. So,
well, that was before.
That was before. Yeah. I've learnt the errors of my ways. Right, I think we should end this show because it needs putting out of its misery.
Oh, no.
I know, right? So, thank you for listening. No. Go to all the places. Go to all the places on the internet that Carmen told you about, and you will be... I can guarantee at least 0.1% happier. Come say hello to us on Discord. There's a link on the webpage. We do games and stuff there. It's quite fun. We even sometimes have discussions. That sounds great, doesn't it?
We do, we do
and
discuss.
I occasionally shout into the void that is trying to get a Destiny team together for a raid. So, hey. Okay. So, that's your lot. We should be back next week. Hopefully, Tim will be here as well. And, yeah, there'll be more of this abject nonsense for you to get your teeth stuck into. So, thank you ever so much for downloading us. And all that really remains to say is that I have been Dan.
Ah, I've been Coleman.
And no one's been Tim.
No. I didn't have it already.
Great.
Well, we can play the exact point where Tim realised that he wasn't recording.
All right, do that.
Something's gone wrong. SOS.
Yep.
Good.
Good. Lovely. So yeah, thanks ever so much for listening, and until next time, dear listeners. Toodle-pop.
Quite welcome for the podcasting goodness that you just heard. Why not roll on over to BigRedBarrel.com for more podcasts, news, reviews, and videos from the biggest, reddest site on the internet, BigRedBarrel.com.